hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We conclude chapter 8 with verses 34 through 38. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What could one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." I don't know about you, but that frightens me to think that I will deny Jesus and he will deny me. To deny Jesus in public means that truth. In the world, you struggle with this statement of truth. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. You don't want to battle with your surrender to Jesus because you can't deny yourself and proclaim he who is the Redeemer of the world in everything you do. When you learn to submit to the cross of Christ in everything you do, you find your thoughts, actions, and deeds are centered on living God first. You can and find the forgiveness for your struggles of the flesh by calling on his name to overcome, gaining the strength of he who saved the world. Remember, God reminds us too that if we deny him, he will deny you in the presence of his Father, which means no introduction to heaven and life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. Today is day 7 of a novena. We're praying for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of 4, 33 years old, and has brain cancer, stage 3. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Mark's Gospel. We're in conclusion of chapter 8 today with verses 34 through 38. It's a four-stanza poem. It's titled, "Jesus Ashamed in Word Retorted." Disciples his with crowd summoned. Cross of Jesus take up himself deny. Me follow, wishes whoever can comply. Life his lose, sake mine find. Gospel you amuse, life saved unwind. Is profit there in life forfeited? life his exchange for naught. Jesus, ashamed in word, retorted, generation sinful and faithless spot. Ashamed be of man's son, coming he glory of Father his, angels holy in his glory to see, whoever claims what the world can't free. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's September 22nd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:39 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us today, it's my feeling that those who deny the cross of Jesus actually deny you as well. Many are afraid of that cross and will end the time they spend with you because of your inclination to share him completely. Don't be afraid. As we close today, saying, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. And a shout out to our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too. Have an awesome day in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we close. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Amen.